Okay. So yeah, this call will be recorded, but and then you can access it inside of the Success Center as well. So the topic of this call is going to be on using sales and squeeze pages for boosting your sales and making more money on your online, using your business on the internet. So to get started here, and if you have any questions during this call, just let me know. You can either let me know during the call or else save them until after the call. Either way, I'm glad to answer questions during the group coaching call. So that's what the nature of this call is it's group coaching. So just chime in with any questions, okay? If you need to mute yourself or unmute yourself, then you simply press *5 on your keypad, and that will allow you to ask questions or mute yourself, okay? Okay, cool. So this is a really exciting topic because it continues to be the number one method of generating huge amounts of sales online. You got to do it right, obviously, and we're going to talk about that here. But, sales and squeeze pages are not a new thing. They've been around for years and years and years and years. And even before the internet, an element, the psychology of squeeze and sales pages were used with direct marketing and sending out mail pieces, like postcards and things like that to, people. And a lot of the psychology used in mailings like that are used on the sales and squeeze pages. And so the psychology and the basic principles with using these methods have been around for a long time. So if you haven't used sales or squeeze pages before, and we're going to talk about how what they are in a little bit more detail and how to set them up, okay, how to use them in your internet marketing business, and the right systems you use, along with some of the case studies and sources that you can use as well to make it a breeze to set these things up yourself, without having to use lots of money to pay people to do it for you. Okay, because I know I've been there before. If you're starting out building a business, it's a bit difficult to have all this money to fork towards setting up these types of pages. And every time you want to do it. So we'll go over that as well. Okay? So the very first thing we're going to talk about here is what are squeeze and sales pages? Okay, I'm first going to talk about the nature of squeeze pages and what they are and how you can start using them. So a squeeze page is kind of a funny name that I don't know who established the name squeeze page, but ultimately what you're doing with a squeeze page is you're setting up a page on your site or on a dedicated domain name, such as example.com, okay, or yourdomainname.com or .net or whatever your domain name is, and it can be a part of your website or it can be just a dedicated domain name for your squeeze page, but it's just simply a type of page, and the goal for this page is to collect leads. Okay, when you're collecting leads, what you're doing is you're collecting name, email, and if there's other information you want to collect, then you can. But what you're doing there is you're presenting the prospect, the people who, person who is coming to your website, and an option, basically two major options here. Okay, they have either the option of taking off and leaving, okay, or else, which you don't want them to do, or the second is you want them to stay and just they can only do one thing, which is to put their name and email in, or just their email. Okay, and that's why they call it a squeeze page, is because you're squeezing just one piece of information out of them, that's it. And I don't really like calling a squeeze page for that type of purpose. I mean, you're really creating value for them. You're pitching a value proposition to them in exchange for their name and email. So to do it right, it's a very important to present some type of value offer, like a video training or a download or access to a consultation with you or something that they could get access or instant access to after they put their name and email in, okay? And you're exchanging. It's a very easy type of exchange with people. You're just putting giving them something of value, and then in exchange, they're giving their contact info. And it's a win-win situation, okay? You're not involved with manipulating them and giving them, doing a bait and switch type of thing. It's not what this is about. This is about building a solid relationship with your customers, okay, your prospects, that you want to turn into customers and long-time and lifetime customers. So with that said, the whole purpose, once again, with the squeeze page is to offer a win-win value exchange. Okay, what do you want to give them in exchange for their name and email? And then from there, you can work on developing a relationship with them using the primary method of email. And email is still continues to be one of the major methods of communicating with your prospect and also customers. Okay, so anytime you have updates or things that you'd like to send out and send out to your customers to build up that relationship, then you can do it now because you have that name and email. And they always have the option, of course, to unsubscribe, and that's all part of the laws out there with the spam, is that you got to always give them that option of unsubscribing. But we'll go a little bit more in depth on email marketing services, but the nature of this call here is using the squeeze and sales pages, but these pages tie directly in with your email marketing service. So AWeber, MailChimp, and iContact, these are three major sources that you can use to set up your email marketing system with. And MailChimp is free. And so it's a great place to start off with if you haven't set up an email marketing system as of yet. But if you set one up there, we can help you out with questions you have and show you how to use it and how to integrate it. But the main thing is that you have an email service to use, and then you're ready to rock and roll, okay? So squeeze pages, that's the basic gist with squeeze pages is you're setting up a page, working on delivering some type of value to them, and in exchange you get their name and email. Now, a lot of times you'll see this, and you may even participated with this type of business or businesses online and strategy, which is you give them their name and email, and then it automatically redirects you to the actual sales page or the actual offer, and you can do that as well. And in fact, that's a really great way of setting up your sales funnel. So if you don't know much about a sales funnel and what that is, the basics of it is that you have a step-by-step sequence, of events or elements that you're walking them through. First step is you send traffic to your offer, okay? And that offer is going to be initially on a squeeze page. You just present a simple pitch of what you're offering, and then in exchange, you'll get their name and email. And then after that, the second step in the sales funnel would be you take them to the actual offer or the actual freebie that you're promising. Okay, so we'll go back, go into that a little bit more depth. This is just an overview first off, and then we'll talk about strategy and how you can implement this in your own business. If you have an e-commerce business, then it may not make sense to set up a squeeze page for your products. But what you could do is you can present some type of a squeeze box or squeeze offer where it can pop up. You've seen probably pop-up offers on websites or an offer on the left-hand or right-hand side of your webpage on an e-commerce site or even down at the bottom. But there's different strategic locations you can place these links and opt-ins to be able to help you generate leads. And one of the elements of your e-commerce business is that when they check out, they'll be giving you their name and email, but it's usually for the purchase of the product. And so you'd want to get their name and email for something different, and so they can give you the permission to market to them. And so just keep that in mind. But the ultimate step there initially with doing this right is to establish a list of freebies, things that you can offer them in exchange. Their contact info. So ebooks are a great route to go sometimes, but there's a lot of information out there. We live in an information overloaded society. So if you do present ebooks, then it's important to let them know what they're going to be learning. Okay, not just simply say, hey, here's an ebook, give me your name and email. Instead of doing that, tell them specifically, hey, this is what you are going to learn, you know, by downloading this ebook. Okay, you're always presenting the benefits. It's always benefit driven. What can they stand to gain, you know, by entering into this value exchange, by giving you their name and email, okay? And as long as they do that, you know, then they'll be able to build up, you know, you'll be able to build up more trust and have a better relationship with them. And you probably have entered in your name and email, in fact, you know, to other websites, and they maybe have mistreated you, you know, by sending emails to you every single hour, you know, every single day, and it kind of, you know, it's like, okay, that's just too much information, you know, and so you probably, most people end up unsubscribing. But if you send out an email, you know, once in a week, and it's super valuable, and then that's the basis of it is value. Okay, so we're going to stop there on that particular topic with email marketing. But any questions on the squeeze page? Just let me know. Okay. Now let's talk about the anatomy of the squeeze page. Okay. When you go over, let's give you an example here of a squeeze page. Okay, if you were to go over to leadpages.net, okay. So if you were to go to leadpages.net, you'll notice that on that site, you know, one of the first things that you see is a way of watching a video and then putting your name and email in to get more information. Okay, that's one example of a squeeze slash sales page. They've used a combination of both approaches on their home page. And you can do that. Okay? And this is actually one of the businesses that you know, myself and a lot of the other gurus online use to easily create sales and squeeze pages on the fly. Okay, so you you know, watch the video and you know they can and there's different methods of and strategies of collecting that name and email, like a pop-up. You know, you'll see that on the site. But that's one example. And if you look on their blog, if you up at the very top, if you click on blog, okay, on leadpages.net, you'll notice a bunch of different topics that you can learn about. Okay, and these guys are the leaders, one of the major leaders in the lead generation field. So the more and more you read about what they're doing and their articles, the better, because they're definitely ahead of the game and they know their stuff. So check that out. But they're, you know, living proof. You know, if I do the same thing on my sites as well, I can share some of my sites and Prosper sites with you on the strategies that we take to generate leads using squeeze pages. Now, you'll also notice here that the second topic here with you know, the anatomy of a squeeze page is where to place the information. Okay, so you've probably seen pages where you know there's video only, and then there's a delayed response of presenting the name and email opt-in. An opt-in is simply presenting the option of putting their name and email in. Okay, that's what an opt-in is. But there's there's different strategies with presenting that opt-in. You can present it immediately, right below the video, or if there is a video, or you can have it on the right-hand side. But it's important to present at least some type of dynamic content and engaging content. So video continues to be number one. If you can do a video, then I definitely suggest doing that. But if you're not necessarily ready for videos of yet, then you can present information, bullet point, information, letting them know, hey, what the benefits are and why they would want to engage with you. Okay. Now, the anatomy of a squeeze page and the same thing with the sales page that we're going to go over here shortly is number one, okay, is that you have your headline. Okay, that's the opening statement. What exactly are you going to promise them? Okay, what are you going to, what's in it for them? Okay, if you present some type of measurable result or some type of attention getter that And they go, oh, they look at it, oh, cool. Okay, they want, that's the major purpose of your headline, is to get their attention, help them take action. Okay, so after you get their attention, then the second step is to identify their problem. I apologize for the background. There's, if you hear that. So, first step is the attention getter, and then second is identifying their problem and agitating. So, identifying their problem is all about presenting, hey, this is the problem that I believe that you have, and here's the benefits that you stand to gain. Okay? And then third element of your the anatomy of the page is to provide a solution. Okay, you're not necessarily going to provide all the details of the solution on this page, but you're just going to give them a brief view of those solutions and then invite them to take action. So just give them a bullet point list of maybe three to five or maybe seven bullet points of benefits, and then invite them to take action. And that action is to opt in. Okay, and then the other points here would be promises of not keeping their name and email you're going to keep their name and email private. Okay, it's not going to be used for any other purpose, and letting them know that. Okay, so they don't have to worry about putting their name and email in and getting spammed and selling it to other people. So if you're not going to sell that information, then let them know. Okay, but that's also an option too, is that if you plan on selling that name and email to other companies, then you could very well do that. Okay? You could be a lead generation source for companies. Okay, and that's another great, powerful way of making money on the internet, is learning how to generate leads and selling that to other companies. Okay, so if you were to let's say if you're in the business of one of the businesses I run is a photography, family photography business with my wife and a few partners. And so we can generate leads and sell those leads to other photographers, if we didn't want to do photography ourselves anymore and just wanted to generate leads. Okay, so now we're going to go over the other elements here of the anatomy of the actual sales page a little bit later here, but we're going to end there for the topic of a squeeze page, okay? So the next topic here is actual sales page. Now, some of the sales pages, especially nowadays, are more video-oriented. You may have been to websites where the length of the sales page has been a mile long, and that's still okay to do. But number one method of converting is your video. And so working with a videographer or doing it yourself is going to be awesome, because you'll have more control over how you present things, and there's strategies I'll be able to teach you on presenting, preparing that video and how to present it effectively. But the topic here is sales pages. A sales page, the number one thing that a sales page should do is, it's implied in the name, selling. Okay? So your sales page, the whole purpose of that page is to persuade them to take action. Number one, okay? So on the sales page, there's no other links to click on. Okay, you keep it focused in on just one thing. They either, there's two options they have, either leave or else read the sales page and take action. Okay? So on the sales page, you want to get their attention, have a great headline. And second, identify their problem. Okay, this information is going to be also on the blog that is on the e-commerce blog for Prosper, so you can refer to it. And I'll actually send it out via email to you guys as well, so you can refer to it, okay? If you don't catch everything that we're going over here today. But first is headline, and second is your identification of the problem that you believe they have, okay? If you're presenting on just the topic of family photography, well, then the headline could be how to funnel blank. Could be an instant solution in X amount of minutes or hours, okay? So how to take stunning family photography or photos in 2 hours or less without any knowledge or you know, you mention a problem or a challenge that they may be facing, and then you end up with like some type of guarantee. So how to do this and this without such and such a problem, okay? Guaranteed. Okay, that would be a great headline. Okay, so some of the headlines that you could use could be like, who else wants to fill in the blank, such as a desired outcome. Okay, the desired outcome that they really want. Okay, another headline could be, if you can, then describe something simple. Okay, then you can accomplish this. Okay, if you can read, then you can take amazing photos with your camera. You know, something that's really simple, but use the emotional language, and it kind of gets their attention, but yet clear to understand. Okay, another headline could be, here's a quick way to solve a big problem, okay, and describe that problem. Okay, here's a quick way to, take amazing photos in sunlight, without any, initial knowledge, or if you're a newbie, that's how you could cater it to them, okay? And the second one is, you want to give them a clear idea that you know or understand their problem, okay? When they look at this sales page, or even a video presentation, you want them to think, oh, that's exactly how I feel. Okay, when you're presenting, either in text and or in video, and the psychology of it is that you want them to believe and think that, yeah, that's exactly how I feel, and therefore, you understand them, and you can relate with them a lot better. Okay, and so, story could you tell that could help you relate with your customers better? Storytelling is a very, very powerful way of covering this particular topic, because people relate with stories a lot better than just talking. And in fact, I'll tell you just a brief story here about how I got started with this. I started off with the major problem that I dealt with the internet marketing when I first started was really learning the ins and outs of generating leads and how to even sell to people online. It's completely different than doing it in person. And the same principles apply, but when I started doing real estate acquisition for people, and I started learning more and more about how to use the power of the internet to persuade other people to take action. And I started seeing a lot of these tacky sales pages, but come to find out, even though they were a mile long, they were a mile long for a reason. And they work quite well, and a lot has changed since 2004. But that's when I started. I started learning more about, hey, these sales pages, you're depending on these sales pages to persuade them to take action. And it wasn't until about a year and a half later I started learning and how to implement these things. I'm really cutting this stuff down for you in just an hour, but I started learning more and more about the elements I'm sharing with you here today about having an effective headline and getting their attention and relating with them in relation to their problem or goal that they're going through. And we were focusing initially on, in our business when I started, we were focusing in on real estate investors and people in real estate investors who were wanting to do and find residential homes locally here in Utah. And on our site, we presented a squeeze and a sales page to generate leads, and then we would call them afterwards, and then sometimes we would redirect those leads to the actual sales page where they could sign up for our services. And it was an online service where it would automate the real estate tasks for them by finding comparables and finding data for their properties and doing contract compilation and so forth. And so that's basically how I got started in learning more and more about this and how to sell online. So you'll notice more and more as you start to get out there, now that you're aware of this, is that this is how people sell online, primarily with information products, membership products, things that are usually outside the scope of e-commerce, with tangible products. Okay, doing a lead generation using sales and squeeze pages for e-commerce businesses are a bit different, but the same principles apply. They're just presented a bit differently. and usually on different pages, and they're not usually the first things that you see, with e-commerce businesses. But using sales and squeeze pages are primarily geared for people who are selling information, like e-books and memberships, with digital content. Okay, you have video training programs or boot camps or webinars. Okay, the list goes on about all the digital content that you could sell online. People use them all the time with selling their services also. Okay, there's a lot of different services out there, and say if you're running a piano tuning business, you could definitely have, and in fact it's recommended that you have a squeeze and sales page for your business, for your service-oriented business. Okay, because the fact is that most people coming to your website are not going to be ready to buy. And if they're not going to be ready to buy as of yet, it's more of a matter of timing for most people. And, there's incentives and things like that that you can offer, persuadable steps you can present to them to help them take action now instead of later. Okay, however, the people who are not ready to buy right now, you want to still build up that relationship. And so, once again, that's what the squeeze page does, is it helps you get that contact info. Okay, so back to the anatomy of the sales page. Okay, an effective sales page is going to have an awesome headline. Second, it's going to identify the problem. Okay, and third, it's going to provide the solution. You're not necessarily on this third step going to present all the details of the solution. You're just going to salt their tongue, so to speak. And then you're going to get into the details a bit later. Okay, but provide the solution. Let them know, they've been struggling, they're in the right place at the right time, and they're going to have the opportunity of getting the problem solved, or else at least getting a few steps closer to solving the problem by buying your product, okay, or service. Okay, and the fourth step is you want to express why you're qualified. Okay, you don't necessarily have to be this perfect guru in your field to be able to express why you're qualified. Okay, you could simply present, hey, you're qualified because you did the research. You went out there and researched, the top five people who are in your field. And you could present some information that you synthesized and you made easier to understand. And that helps you help them understand why you're qualified. You're also qualified because, let's say, you have a particular background in a particular field. If it's nutrition, or if you're a doctor, or even if you have any credentials, you present that. But the overarching why you're qualified is really the results. Okay, if you have any results generated to this point, then you want to present them. This is social proof. Okay, if people have bought your products and services or digital content, and they've loved it, and they told you, well, then put it here. If you can put their, if you have their permission to use a picture, then use a picture and make it more transparent, and present a picture along with their testimonial. Okay. The overarching persuadable topic with why you're qualified is really the results. Once again, okay. If you can present that and they can read, hey, so and so has used your stuff and they've seen a result, then that's going to speak more volumes than anything else. Okay, now the fifth step in the psychology of your sales page is presenting the benefits. And I've mentioned this a few times earlier, but you're focusing in on the outcome. Okay, you've got to understand the difference between a benefit and a feature. A feature, let's say if you were to take a car, for example. Okay, a feature of a car could be a car has six sides, it has impact bags, you could take the iPhone. Some of the features of the iPhone or a smartphone is that it's round or it's rectangle, has a super glossy screen. Okay, these are all features. Okay, but the benefit is why it serves them. How does it help them out in their life? Okay. Most people, and the reason why they buy a smartphone is because it gives them a great it may boost their ego, okay, or it increases the speed of communication between them and their friends. It allows them to stay connected to everyone all the time. know, in this connected age, that's one of the major reasons why people look at smartphones and cell phones and all that. So those are all the benefits. What can they enjoy as a result of them buying your product? Okay? You've got to tell them this up front. I can't tell you how many times I've seen sales pages and squeeze pages that just highlight the features and not the benefits. So highlight the benefits. You focus in on why they should buy it and what they can gain and experience as a result of working with you or buying your product. Okay? Okay, and then the next point, I'll go over five more points here on the psychology of the sales page, and then we'll go into some of these methods on helping you implement these things. Okay? So the next point here with the psychology of your sales page is giving social proof in a little bit more detail and really highlighting the major results that people have gained by using your product. Now, if you don't have any testimonials at all, then an easy way of getting testimonials is to have people try your product for free, okay, and then ask them for their feedback. Okay, if you have products that you're using and you want them to give you their feedback and their testimonial about how they liked it, then give them a free sample, okay, or buy the product and give it to them so they can try it out. Okay, because in the long run, you're going to make that money back because you have a great testimonial from them. But the testimonials need to be real, authentic, and if they can be referenced, that's even better because of the foundational principle of transparency. In this day and age, people don't want to work with people, you know, who are not transparent. Okay, you got to be an open book. Okay, the more open you are, the better you'll do in business, and the better your customers will feel about working with you, and overall, you just have more profit, you know, in all aspects. Okay, and then the next point here, after you do that, is you want to make an irresistible offer. Okay, making an irresistible offer is all about that. Okay, is you know it's irresistible when you look at it and say, man, that's amazing. I want to take advantage of that right now. It's a no-brainer. I would be dumb if I didn't take action, or even if you know I would find a way to make this happen. Okay, that's what you want to make them feel like. Okay. And you want to make them feel like, hey, man, I would be completely dumb if I didn't take advantage of this deal right now. Okay, and so when you develop your offer, you should always try to raise the overall value of your offer, okay, by adding products or services and not lowering your price. Okay, you want to give a vivid explanations of the extra benefits your prospects will get from the added services or free bonuses. Okay, so some of the examples could be if you're presenting a sales page on selling your, you know, piano tuning services. Okay, so you know the deal could be, hey, for everyone who buys my piano tuning service for an hour, I will give you an extra, you know, free piano tuning each year, and I'll give you, you know, you list out some of the major benefits. Okay, and it could be maybe a guide on how to take care of your piano. It could be, you know, how to fix and repair your bench, okay? And these are all things that people, you know, may want to learn or even know how to do if they have a piano. And if you're, you know, presenting piano tuning services for teachers, then it could be geared towards helping them out with, you know, you're presenting other benefits for them for their specific situation, okay? But you're presenting benefits and, you know, bonuses that spice up the offer. In addition to your core offer, okay, your core offer is your service or your product that you're presenting for sale, and then you're adding additional cool, awesome stuff to it, okay? And that cool, amazing stuff should really be very valuable, okay? So the guideline to use with this is when you're making your irresistible offer, the perceived value of your offer should be at least 10 times more than what you're asking. So what I mean by that is if you have a product or service that you're selling for, say, you know, $50, okay, then up in their mind, they should believe and see that the value that you're offering is worth to them at least $500, okay. And so some of the other strategies that you can use to present that would be, hey, like if you're offering, you know, coaching or one-on-one consultations or a video training that you did, or a five-step boot camp that you recorded. If you did these things ahead of time and you sold them for, say, $1,000 for the boot camp, and you did coaching for $200 an hour, again, these are all things that you could include in your package and boost up that perceived value that people would be able to generate up in their mind when they see this offer. Okay? So those are some excellent things that you can do to boost up that perceived value of the offer and help them see, wow, this is great. This is an amazing deal. Okay? So you're not what you're not doing is you're not just fluffing this up with fake value. Okay? It needs to be solid stuff. Okay? It needs to be excellent content or excellent offers that you can fulfill. And some of the easiest things that you could present that have high value and not as much time commitment from you would be, things that you've already prepared or can get access to in the educational material content. Okay? So videos, MP3s, audio programs, DVDs, trainings, memberships. These are all things that you can easily create or get access to, and we can teach you more about that. But let's think about the things you can offer, because this is going to be huge. This is where you present your irresistible offer. And when they see that, obviously you want them to take action, okay? You want to present the price and the terms related to your offer, and then invite them to take action, okay? And that action would be a big button that says add to cart, or order now, or register here. Okay, whatever the nature of your product or service is. Okay, now the last few points here, you want to present a strong guarantee. Okay? If you're promoting an affiliate offer that you don't have control over, then look at the affiliate offer and see what kind of guarantees they're offering, and then present it. Okay? If you're offering a product of your own, well, then you have complete control over that. If you're offering your own deal, then come up with a great guarantee, such as, I'm going to give you 100% risk-free guarantee. If you buy my product and you don't like it for any reason, you simply return it back to me, okay, within 14 days, and no questions asked, and I'll give you your money back, okay, and let them know. You would rather have a happy customer than you would have their money. Okay, so make a super strong guarantee and take the fear and the concern out of their life. Okay, they really have nothing to lose, by taking action with you. Okay, so that's what you want them to think when they come to your site, and you want to clearly present a strong guarantee that you back up your product 100%. Okay, so this may be a little bit more challenging with certain products. Maybe service-oriented products, where if you do the service for them, you could offer maybe a partial money-back guarantee, or because if you've already rendered the service and did the work for them, then they've already gained that value. Okay, but so there obviously are exceptions with this, but the main point is the more and more, if you can take away 100% of that fear and concern, you're going to have a much better offer. Okay, now the next element is adding scarcity, okay, to your offer. Now, scarcity, once again, is not manipulation, and it's not fly-by-night type of deals, okay, and it needs to be real. So a real scarcity type of implementation on your offer would be, hey, I really do have only 15 spots for my, coaching this week. If you're offering coaching or one-on-one, mentoring for people, then you have a limited supply of time and spots, and so you let them know, hey, this is only going to last for the first 15 spots, and then it's gone. And I can only work with so many people. Okay, that would be one element. Another element of scarcity would be a time-based offer. Okay, I'm opening up the doors today, and then I'm going to close the doors on this offer in 7 days from now. So you have 7 days to take action. If you don't take action in 7 days, it's gone forever. And I don't know if I'm going to open up this offer again. And so just be real about what you're offering, okay, with your scarcity tactic there and your approach. But make it real and authentic, and you know, some of the unbelievable type of scarcity tactics that people have used that are not good would be if you're selling an ebook, obviously, you know, there's going to be an unlimited supply of ebooks, okay? And so if you would not want to say, I only have 10 of these ebook copies left. Okay, I mean, you can give it unlimited supply, so that's just not believable. Okay, and then the next one would be a call to action. Okay, a call to action is, you want to spell it out, an image or a text, but preferably an image that says, click here, okay, or take your mouse and order now. You know, add to cart. Okay, it should always start off with a verb. Okay, so order now, download here, access instantly. You want to make it very obvious. Okay, so place it in a clear fashion so they don't have to look for it. It's just blatantly there. Okay, and the last 2 points here is that you want to warn them of any consequences that may happen of not acting now. Okay, if they don't act now, then what are they going to lose? You know, they may get something, but then lose out on the bonuses that you're offering, or you know, to present something that they stand to lose if they don't take action right now. Okay, and the offer may not be offered again, or you know, the deal will go away, or they don't get access to the discounts that you may be offering. Or okay, so you list those things out and tell them, hey, just as a reminder, I understand if you can't make the decision to buy today. I understand, but just know that if you don't buy today, then you won't get these things. Okay, and then finally, the last point there is, you want to remind them of the irresistible offer, okay, that you mentioned earlier. Okay, you presented earlier what the offer is in detail, and you offered the price. Now you want to present that again and just remind them, hey, this is what you're going to get when you buy today. You're going to get and bullet point it, okay? So it's super clear, and then put the call to action button there again. Add to cart, get started today. Okay, so those are the 12 steps of an effective sales page, okay? Get attention, identify a problem, provide solution, why you're qualified, present the benefits, give social proof, make an irresistible offer, have your guarantee, your scarcity, call to action, and then warnings about not acting now, and then your irresistible offer reminder, okay? Very cool, okay? So that's a lot of information there that we've gone over. So, like I said, if you have any questions, just chime in, and we'll talk about them. Okay. The next point that we're going to go over here is some of the systems you use. Okay, because I want to talk about that before we go, if we don't cover the other elements here in the call. But I definitely want to talk about this. So first is, if you're using WordPress, and I would suggest that you use WordPress as your website platform, because it's very flexible and gives you 100% control over changing things at any time, whenever you want. Okay, but you can take WordPress and you can easily present, these squeeze pages and sales pages pretty fast, as long as you have the content developed. The biggest time-consuming factor is not the technology nowadays. Okay, it's the content creation, that you're presenting. So that's the video and the sales copy that you're creating. Okay, so you got to create that content ahead of time, and then you can present using a sales and squeeze page. Okay, and the major tools that you're using to be able to do this effectively is your email marketing system, and then your website using WordPress in this case, and then you're setting up two major pages. You're setting up a page for your squeeze page, and then setting up a page for your sales offer. Again, a squeeze page, once again, is just you don't have to scroll down. Usually on a squeeze page, it's right there on the screen. You don't have to worry about scrolling down to see it. It's just that everything that is offered on this squeeze page is right there in front of you. And then the sales page will be usually longer. It doesn't always have to be, like I said, longer, but if you present a video, We're going to go over some of these case studies here. So if you're to go over to one of my mentors that I work with right now is Brendan Bouchard. And if you're to go over to product launch formula, actually total product blueprint is another one. Okay, so total product and blueprint. Okay, you'll notice that on totalproductblueprint.com, there's nothing else on there except for is in terms of the content other than his video. So on his video, once you opt in, okay, you'll notice that this is a very, very effective way of presenting opt-in. It's nice and big. Okay, once again, this is on totalproductblueprint.com. Once you get there, it says, free video series reveals how to share and monetize your life story, expertise, and online content, just like the world's highest paid thought leaders. Okay, the trick is creating just one of the 12 highly lucrative products in this free video. Okay, and then he presents his credentials and his credibility right here. Okay, number one New York Times bestselling author reports how he started from scratch and made $4.6 million with these exact strategies. Okay, so that should that gets enough people enticed enough to put their name and email in. And once they put their name and email in, then they if you're to do that, go ahead and do it. Then you're automatically going to be directed over to his free training, okay? And you'll notice that the button there says watch the free training. It doesn't say submit, okay, or order now. It just says a customized text to the action you want them to take. Okay, and so once you opt in, then it takes you straight over to the actual sales video. Now, each of these videos in this particular sales funnel, okay, the sales funnel that we talked about earlier was first step, the opt-in page. Second step is it redirected you to the first video. And this video is about 26 minutes, and it teaches you some very, very valuable, powerful content that creates value for you in your life to help you out in your life, even if you didn't buy anything. And there's nothing for sale, actually, on this video here because this particular setup is a funnel, okay? And so the very last video will be the sales video. And so the first three videos that he's going to present are educational, okay? So he's first focusing in on building up that relationship and teaching and helping you out in your life and making you happy. And by teaching you something that you can actually implement. And every video they present is presenting content that's actionable, that you can help, that you can implement in your life and get a result. And you don't have to wait until you buy something to get a result. You could implement these things in each one and get a great result, soon. Okay, so that's one excellent site that you can refer to on how to do this properly. Okay, with your services and your digital products, that you may be creating yourself or else are getting from someone else as an affiliate. Okay, but another one is, if you want to look at another example, it's over with a product launch formula. This is from Jeff Walker. And Jeff Walker is the founder of the product launch system. Okay. So anytime you start learning more and more about product launches and how to launch a business on the internet, all the gurus are usually referring to Jeff Walker because he created this type of system. And it's an awesome story with his whole background of doing this, and you can learn more and more about it. But the first thing that you see when you go to a site is an opt-in, a squeeze page. This is where you put your email in, and then you can get instant access to what he's promising. And what he's promising here is, do you know the one critical strategy behind the most successful product launches? Again, to get access to that, you opt in, and then you can get access to it, okay? It's pretty simple. And so you're just building up this momentum and the trust step-by-step with these customers, okay? So I just want to reiterate and clarify that if you're marketing an e-commerce business, you know, this approach you could very well use, you know, just to get their name and email right up front, you know, because you're just gathering, you know, giving them something, you know, value, and then you can you know, refer them straight to a specific product page or your store. But you see that all, you know, quite a bit, and I do that myself, and it works out pretty good for e-commerce sites. Okay. So you can use it on both type of methods for your business. But those are, you know, the two major case studies that I wanted to bring up and show you, because these are the two major, you know, gurus in the internet marketing world that I would recommend you follow in detail and learn from, because they do it right. Okay, and when I say they do it right, they're in it to help you out. Okay, they're not in it for just to collect, you know, info and, you know, make a quick buck. They're in it for the long term. They're in it for building up a solid relationship with you. And that's a very, very powerful principle that you'd want to apply in your own life and in your own business, is thinking holistically, thinking long term. Okay. I briefly want to talk about that because it's definitely never to be discounted, because once a customer gives you their name and email, you know, there's the topic of your nurturing program. How are you going to build up a relationship with them? Okay. The more and more you learn and implement about this, the better. But we can compare it to a relationship that you have in your life. If you could think of your mom or your dad or husband or wife, brother or sister, friend, best friend. Okay, these are all people that you have relationships with, and you know, you develop relationships with them. And if you want to have a great relationship, then you invest time in creating value for them. You're reciprocating. You know, you have things in common. Okay, you're helping each other out. You're watching after each other's interests. Okay, you're being friends. Okay, that's what friends are. Now, in the business world, it's no different. Okay, you want to be friends with them, and you don't want to treat them like an ATM machine, you know, where you're always sending out things for sale. You know, you want to sell. You know, you want to send things out that educate them, you know, help them solve a problem in their life, and help them become more familiar with what your business is all about. Okay, but the two major aspects of your relationship building is you're always educating and creating value, and then second, you're presenting solutions for them to buy that help them once again solve problems. So the foundational aspect of all of this is solving problems. That's really what it's about. So you're using these tools. You're using your squeeze page and you're using your sales page presentation to solve their problems, and you're depending on those methods to persuade them to take action. And the more authentic and more real you are in your presentation and the way you present, the better. Okay, now to finalize this call here, over the next 7 minutes, we're just going to go over some of the marketing strategies that you can use and the tools you can use. Okay, so I went over WordPress briefly. But two of the best systems to use that I would recommend in creating these pages really fast would be first lead pages, you know, .net, you know, is what I mentioned earlier. And then the second would be OptimizePress. And OptimizePress is a plugin and a theme for WordPress. You simply download it and install it on your website for WordPress. And then you'll automatically have methods of presenting squeeze and sales pages really fast. Now, these tools present the layouts and the design, but you've got to have the knowledge to effectively present your offer. Okay, they're not obviously going to come prepared with information on there for your unique business. Okay, obviously that would be impossible. Okay, so it's up to you to present that headline and the beneficial bullet points and integrate it with your autoresponder system, your email marketing system. Okay, whether that be with MailChimp or iContact or, you know, there's other ones like Infusionsoft and Autopilot, Office Autopilot, and the list goes on. But those are some of the top ones, okay? So you're responsible for making sure that that works, and if you call in, we can help you out with showing how to do that effectively. But number one, easiest system is that lead pages, because they're staying ahead of the times with all the templates and the formats that are being presented that convert great. And when you check that out, go to their blog and read up on information there, and you learn more and more about the different templates. You can actually download a lot of the templates. Actually, every one of their templates they have, you can download for free. And so it's just that if you want to use their system and all the services that they have, then you would want to buy their service. But if not, then you can also download. That's one of the aspects of their marketing model. Here's the system, and you can actually use this template for free. You just download it and work with a designer and coder to put it on your website, and you can use it for free. But if not, then you use your use their account and pay for their services, and it makes your life easier just using their own services. So that's their strategy in selling their services. But they have a lot of excellent templates to use and presenting highly converting offers in their layouts. And so check them out and write down any questions. We can let you know how to implement in your own life. But it's very easy. It ties straight in with your WordPress site. And overall, within a matter of 30 minutes, you can get easily a squeeze page up and running. Okay, now OptimizePress is a bit more complicated, and I use both. OptimizePress, you only have to pay one time for, and I think it's $97, and then you're done. Okay, and so there's a lot of other templates you can choose from to create your sales and squeeze pages on the fly, and it comes automatically populated with all the the images and the graphics that you'd want to use or can use in your sales pages and so forth. And you can stream in video from YouTube or from any other source. So if you're using video, then it makes it super easy to present. Same thing with lead pages, okay? And so those are just two systems to help you out with facilitating the presentation of your squeeze and sales pages. You don't have to use them, obviously. It just makes your life easier and saves you a boatload of time and money than having to pay programmers and coders to do it for yourself. But you could very well use a simple WordPress theme for free and present a video on there, and you could be set to go. You could put your add to cart button right below the video, and without using the services as well. Okay, very good. So let's just briefly mention some of the top methods of marketing using squeeze and sales pages. Okay, so if you're using squeeze and sales pages for selling your content, then email marketing is obviously very huge. If you already have a list of people or just a few people to get started off with, you can start with that. Okay, and second is partnering and working with people who already have emails that they've collected from people, and asking them if they would do an exchange where they send the email out to their offer and you give them a piece of the pie, say 50% of the profits, in exchange for them sending out the email. Okay, the third method, very powerful method. These are just the top methods. There's a lot of methods of marketing, but these are the top ones. Now, the third one would be your paid advertising, okay, with Google and Bing. And there's a lot of other sources you can go to for paid advertising, but those are the top two for your paid advertising with search traffic. And then third are self-serve ad platforms. So self-serve ad platforms are sites where you can serve up advertising yourself with major sources, such as SiteScout.com or AdKnowledge.com. These are sites where it costs anywhere from, like, SiteScout is $500 to join, but that money is used for your marketing, okay? It doesn't go to them. It just they offer that entry point to weed out any tire kickers and people who are not serious about marketing. can add knowledge, they charge, when I went with them, they charge $1,000, and you use that $1,000 towards your advertising. And they drive traffic to your offers through a lot of email generation. So it's very, very effective. I mean, when I market through them, just within about a few hours, you can get hundreds of clicks. But there is obviously that cost entry point of working with them. And there's a lot of other ones as well that have lower entry points or even no fees at all, but they're not going to be as effective in terms of generating quality traffic. So just know that that's a different topic for another day on self-serve ad platforms. But those are the top methods of in marketing using sales and squeeze pages using your services and products. So we're going to end the call here today. If you have any questions, just let me know. And before we end.